This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senators are back on Capitol Hill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Confirmations and hearings are on the agenda this week as senators, including Colorado's Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner, travel back to the coronavirus hotspot of Washington, D.C. The chamber is expected to vote on a handful of nominations, as well as hold confirmation hearings for the nominee to be the next director of national intelligence and a controversial judicial nominee, a protege of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Senate's focus on day-to-day work highlights the lack of progress on a fourth coronavirus package. Negotiations on that are expected to continue this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coloradans confused about collecting unemployment benefits got a little help from a state Labor Department virtual town hall today. Spokesman Jeff Fitzgerald says a big concern is what happens if an employer wants workers to return, but the workers don't feel safe doing so.
For the time being, you can continue to get benefits if your employer calls you back to work, but you don't feel comfortable, and then that will prompt an analysis to determine whether those benefits will continue.
Officials say they will analyze each employee's situation on a case-by-case basis. Police in Sterling shot and killed a suspect after a car chase yesterday. The Journal Advocate reports officers say the driver was wanted in connection to a recent shooting. The suspect died at the scene. 67 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Metro Denver. It is 72 with plenty of sunshine for Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.